Beloved radio friends, we welcome you to the meditation of God's precious word and the subject concerning the glory of the cross, which has been based upon the words of the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have been learning some of the truths regarding the atoning sacrifice of Christ upon the cross of Calvary. And we have received some of the truths telling us we have the forgiveness of sins through that death of the Christ on the cross. We have justification, meaning that we are lifted from the condemnation when we believe on the Lord Jesus. We have redemption, the deliverance from the bondage and the power of sin. And we have reconciliation to God, reconciled to God by the blood of the Savior, and salvation is ours. In our closing message of sanctification, which subject we conclude today, this closing of our series on the glory of the cross, we would like to review the facts that we have learned about sanctification given previously. The need of this is universal, for by sin and ungodliness, every one of us by nature have been separated from God. Your sins and iniquities have separated you from me, said the Lord in Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 1. But through the death and the sacrifice of Christ upon the cross, this can be reversed, and it is reversed when a sinner repents and places his or her faith in the beloved Redeemer of our soul, trusting his precious blood. Upon that occasion when we trust the Lord Jesus as our Savior, instead of being separated from God, the believing sinner is now sanctified, meaning separated to God. We would again repeat the meaning of the word in the scripture pertaining to sanctification. Three particular words refer to it: the word sanctify, the word holy, and the word saint. They come from the same root in the original language, and to reemphasize the simplicity of their meaning, they all mean to set apart. In the Old Testament and in the New Testament, we have learned there were vessels in the house of God, as well as persons separated to God's use and for his service. And in our New Testament, it is chiefly used of persons, believers in our Lord Jesus Christ. When believing upon the Lord Jesus, they are thus set apart for the Lord himself. Now we would like to very clearly and simply as possible present three special aspects of the meaning of sanctification as it is taught in the New Testament for the believers of today. First of all, think with me of this. There is what we can call positional sanctification, meaning that every believer in our Lord Jesus Christ is called a saint. And the moment when he or she is saved, set apart unto God forever. Listen to the precious words written in the Hebrew Epistle, chapter 10 and verse 10, regarding the work of our Lord Jesus Christ, doing the will of God by going to the cross. Here are the words: by the which will we are sanctified or set apart through the offering of the body of Christ once. We read another scripture in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 14, very similarly, where God by the Spirit writes, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. My beloved, when we believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, this aspect of sanctification is absolute by the work of Christ upon the cross. And it is not only for time, but it is for eternity. And why not, my beloved fellow believer? Does not the Lord Jesus Christ say, and I quote his precious words, I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. Chapter 10 of John, verse 28. My beloved, may I repeat it again on the basis and the authority of the Word of God. When once we trust the Savior, we are set apart for God and to God forever. But there is a sanctification that we must mention that can be called practical sanctification, meaning that each believer in his or her present life is to be set apart for God, seeking to practice holy living. This is the truth. It is the desire of Christ. On one occasion, we read the words of the Lord Jesus saying in prayer to the Father, for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified by the truth. John 17, verse 19. And on another occasion, he said, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. May I put it in this perspective? The blessed Lord Jesus is concerned that every believer that has been saved should seek to set apart his and her life to live for the glory of God. It is the responsibility of every believer, and the desire should be ours to live obedient to the will of God. My fellow believer, the Lord by His Spirit will enable us, if we yield ourselves unto God and live for His glory. For has He not written, be ye holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord. May I emphasize that again? I do not wish to be mistaken. My fellow believer, it is the practical living, the life of Christ, that proves that God set us apart for Himself, and that practical sanctification we should manifest in our living for the Lord in this life. But then there is a third aspect. There is not only the positional sanctification, not only the practical sanctification, but there is to be a permanent sanctification or setting apart. The ultimate consummation, which can only take place and will take place at the return of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me quote a scripture to prove that you and I, my fellow believer, can look forward to being set apart perfectly, absolutely, and eternally like Christ forever. I quote from the words of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. Listen to them. John writing to the believers, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. My beloved, let me emphasize it again. This is the future aspect of sanctification. When I trusted the Lord Jesus, immediately God set me apart for Himself through the death of Christ, whom I trusted as my Savior. Then by God's grace, He enables me to live for the honor and glory of His name and seeks to encourage me to live a holiness of life in this present scene. I may not and I do not become absolutely perfect and sinless, but beloved, our blessed is the truth. When the Lord Jesus comes, the final phase of our sanctification will be ours. and it takes in the redemption of our body. Morally, spiritually, yes, and even physically, my beloved, we shall all be like him. That will be our permanent sanctification. Listen to God's word. We quote from Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Our conversation or citizenship or commonwealth is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body or body of humiliation, that it may be fashioned like unto his own glorious body. My beloved, let me put it in this perspective. Today I can happily say, it is well with my soul. But I cannot say it is well with my body. For my redemption has not been completed in that eternal aspect, when I shall be entirely and eternally set apart in heaven above, to be forevermore through eternity to the satisfaction of God. But in that day, when Jesus comes, then I will be able to say, and I will, it is not only well with my soul, but it is well with my body. My fellow believer, enjoy the precious truth. There is positional sanctification. There is also practical sanctification, and seek to carry it out. But look forward to the fact we shall someday be like him forever, perfect spirit, soul, and body, set apart for God throughout all eternity. May we bless God and thank him for the truth that through the death of the Lord Jesus, the work of his cross, he has indeed given us the forgiveness of sins, and even will bring us into the glory to be like Christ, his beloved Son, forevermore. Shall we not say with the apostle, then God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, blessed Father, sanctify the truth concerning the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ with all of its blessings to every heart, both to saint and sinner alike. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.